Further, it is the study or hearing of the Lotus Sutra that gives them true joy. Therefore, all beings are forms of the Lotus Sutra. Gathered before Buddha means to be within Buddha. When one gathers before the altar, it means that one is upon the altar together with all beings. Although humans and non-humans have different interpretations of any particular phenomena, they share the same essential Buddha nature. That is why Shakyamuni can give them his water of the Spirit, and they will ultimately attain supreme enlightenment. Shakyamuni also told Yakavoa Bodhisattva, "Even after I enter the final stage of supreme nirvana, I will still bestow the water of the Spirit on those who have experienced true joy." After reading or hearing just one gatha or verse of the Lotus Scripture, and they will attain supreme enlightenment in the future. What did Shakyamuni mean by "after I enter the final stage of supreme enlightenment"? Does he mean the 49-year period of proclaiming the Dharma, or his entire life of 80 years? It is obvious that here he meant his entire life of 80 years. Also, is it possible for someone who lacks learning or scholarship to experience true joy after reading or hearing just one verse? Or is it only for those who are wise or learned? If one's heart is pure and true, the explanation will be properly made, and thus any human being can understand that which is heard or read. So we should not be concerned whether or not someone has learning. Just give the gift without thought of it being something that is given or taken. Just make the offering. Do not consider whether others can understand it. Do the best one can to explain it. And if the heart is pure, there will the Lotus Sutra blossom. We must realize that when we study the teaching of the Lotus Sutra, through the profound and limitless Buddhist wisdom, we can grasp its essence in just one verse or gatha and experience true joy in an instant, whether we are clever or dull. Then we receive the water of the Spirit, which is the certification of the attainment of supreme enlightenment, and we are then able to bestow the water of the Spirit on others, and they in turn can pass it on to still others. But do not entrust this water of the Spirit to careless or lazy people. You must strive to be one who experiences this true joy from hearing one verse or gatha of the Lotus Scripture, not one who eats the truth, not one who eats another's truth. You must attain this. You must study and work for this by yourself. Do not disregard the skin, flesh, bones, and marrow of the Buddhist way, for this is the true Buddhist way. If you receive the water of the Spirit, it will lead you to enlightenment, and your resolve to gain liberation will be fulfilled. It must be done in this manner. Do not try to steal another's understanding. Listen with your whole heart and your whole being. Do not be careless or lazy. When you receive the water of the Spirit, it is the certification of the prediction of Buddhahood for you. Do not think that because you have that certification that you then need to do nothing more and can sit back and do nothing more. You must study in detail, go back and forth and back and forth until you know every single thing that can possibly separate you from the cosmic Buddha or damage your training in any way. Do not be careless or lazy. To receive the water of the Spirit, to receive the prediction, is a wonderful thing. From then it is the gyate, gyate, haragyate, haraso gyate, bodhisattva. Going on, going on, going on, going on, with the water thundering and rushing, always becoming Buddha. Do not be careless or lazy. There are many ways in which this water of the Spirit is bestowed. Shakyamuni used an Udambara flower. I explained this to you when we did the chapter on the Udambara flower. And Daiman Kornin used a pine tree. Others blinked or smiled. Master Taiyo Kyogen used a pair of straw sandals. Used a pair of straw sandals in order to bestow the water of the Spirit. These illustrations are beyond any intellectual understanding. Similarly, a master sometimes says, I am as the water of the Spirit, or you are as the water of the Spirit, meaning that we share the same condition of enlightenment. We are one in the cosmic Buddha. This principle has caused the water of the Spirit to be bestowed in the past, present, and future. In those three conditions of time, both our water of the Spirit and others' water of the Spirit are actualized and are one and the same, and are our certification. Vimalakirti said to Maitreya Bodhisattva, the Buddha that is to come, O Maitreya, you receive the water of the Spirit from Shakyamuni and will attain to supreme enlightenment in this life. What is the proper time to receive the water of the Spirit? In the past, present, or future? If it is in the past, then the past life has already gone. If it is in the future, that life has not yet come. If it is in the present, it is in a state of already flowing. Shakyamuni taught the monks that life in the present is birth, old age, and death. His teaching was based on the Mu Shor, the non-created, the non-born, the non-dying, the non-changing. We receive the water of the Spirit. We receive the water of the Spirit by means of the Mu Shor, the non-created, the cosmic Buddha. This is the true form that transcends discrimination. In this stage, there is no idea of receiving either the water of the Spirit or of supreme enlightenment. In this stage of Mu Shor, there is the unborn, the undying, the uncreated, the unchanging. O Maitreya, what is your prediction of Buddhahood? What is your flowing water? Did you receive it through birth or death? If you receive it through birth, how can truth be born? And if through death, how can truth die? All sentient beings, all dharmas, are the cosmic Buddha. All the saints and sages are the cosmic Buddha. All the patriarchs, including yourself, are the cosmic Buddha. Therefore, if you receive the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood, all sentient beings receive the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood. For there can be no dichotomy in the cosmic Buddha. If you attain supreme and perfect enlightenment, all sentient beings also attain supreme and perfect enlightenment, because all sentient beings possess and in fact are the real form of enlightenment. Maitreya's reception of the water of the Spirit was already determined by Shakyamuni. So whenever sentient beings receive the water by the non-substantial true self, this is how all the Buddhas are given the water of the Spirit by all the other Buddhas. There are various ways of receiving this water of the Spirit by raising one or both hands in the form of Gesho used when doing a full bow, which I have explained to you as the opening of the lotus, by seeing the blooming of an Udambara flower or a golden robe in vision. These actions and visions have no power to enlighten of themselves. Their efficacy comes from the willingness of those who use them to be filled, and from the water of the Spirit which does the filling of them. The water of the Spirit can be received either interiorly or exteriorly. If you want to understand the aspects of the interior and exterior self, you must learn the conditions necessary for the bestowing of the water of the Spirit. To receive this water exteriorly, to receive this water by the exterior self, is to learn the way, to practice the way. This is the way in which the water will come. For in practicing the way, there is no instability. To receive the water interiorly, one must do zazen. For then eternity is captured in one moment. An ancient Buddha said, "One after another, people are becoming Buddhas and bestowing the water of the Spirit upon each other continuously. Becoming Buddhas is the ceaseless transmission of the Buddhist way, the rightful occupation of monks, the giving of one to another. The bestowal of the water of the Spirit is the transmission of the Buddhist teaching. If you follow the current of the Buddhist way, then you yourself become a Buddha. This transmission of the prediction of Buddhahood together with the water of the Spirit, is linked together and passes from generation to generation throughout endless time and space. It does not create any specific conditions or consciousness in either body or mind, but adapts itself to the development of time and place. We must study this in detail. The appearance of all the Buddhas and patriarchs and Bodhidharmas coming to the West and the subsequent transmission of his water of the Spirit develop according to this principle. Such everyday activities as drawing water, carrying firewood, lifting the needle, cooking the food, should be based on this prediction of Buddhahood. For when one knows one's prediction of Buddhahood, there is no such thing as a menial task. We ourselves are Buddha, is the actualization of the state of non-duality. Few people realize this. We should know that there are many levels of detachment from worldly ways and duality, and numerous ways of fulfillment and a variety of Buddhas. Therefore, one after another, people are becoming Buddhas, attaining to non-duality, receiving the water of the Spirit, and proclaiming the Buddhist way. Right transmission cannot be attained easily in the beginning, but through practice it can be actualized in various ways. All the Buddhas and patriarchs have actualized detachment, or the going beyond the opposites, going beyond duality to the third position, that of the cosmic Buddha. And in so doing, they have bestowed the right transmission continuously. They have transmitted the water of the Spirit from generation to generation without interruption. An ancient Buddha said, "When I heard the prediction of Buddhahood, and the water of the Spirit, when I heard the prediction of Buddhahood and felt the water of the Spirit being given to me and to others, and that it was being given and received, I was filled with joy. For this means that I too am surely following the Buddha and hearing about others who are also following his way and continuously receiving the water of the Spirit. This fills me with great joy. The water of the Spirit is transmitted continuously, which means that I too receive the water of the Spirit right now. The water of the Spirit is independent of any kind of discrimination of past, present, or future, or of self and others. Hearing one's prediction of Buddhahood, or receiving the water of the Spirit, depends entirely on the Buddha. It does not depend on others, not on the opposition between illusion and enlightenment, not on sentient beings, not on any magical formulae, or on grass, trees, or land. Only by following the Buddha and keeping the Buddhist way can the prediction of Buddhahood be received and the water of the Spirit solemnly caused to flow be received, given, and passed on. Then it increases continuously without ceasing, and is accompanied by overwhelming joy of both body and spirit. Since the body undoubtedly influences the spirit, and vice versa, the joy we get from receiving the water of the spirit permeates the world and the four directions of the universe. It is the supreme joy, the moment of marriage with the supreme, the unborn, the undying, the uncreated, the unchanging. Be assured that this joy, sleeping or waking, enlightened or unenlightened, is the true joy. It can be found by everyone, but because it is so pure, it transcends normal categories of thought and understanding. It is pure and serene, and therefore passes from generation to generation of those who preserve and maintain their training. Shakyamuni once told Yakushin Yurai Bodhisatta, "O Yakuo Bodhisatta, there are all kinds of beings here, countless gods of music and war, birds, snakes and demons, human and non-human beings, monks, nuns, laymen and women, shamans, buddhas and other seekers who want to hear the teaching and gain enlightenment. Among all these beings gathered here, people will attain supreme enlightenment in the future as a result of this prediction of their Buddhahood. For this prediction is my certification of their Buddhahood which is to come. Innumerable types of beings, gods and humans, kings and disciples were present, and each has a different resolve or understanding of Shakyamuni's teaching. Nevertheless, all can approach supreme enlightenment, and through that enlightenment experience true joy. Do not be misled by the fact that they all understand it differently. A million ways lead to the same place. One must walk that one which is best. But one must do pure zazen, and one must keep the Buddhist way. Further, it is the study or hearing of the Lotus Sutra that gives them true joy. Therefore, all beings are forms of the Lotus Sutra. Gathered before Buddha means to be within Buddha. When one gathers before the altar, it means that one is upon the altar together with all beings. Although humans and non-humans have different interpretations of any particular phenomena, they share the same essential Buddha nature. That is why Shakyamuni can give them his water of the spirit, and they will ultimately attain supreme enlightenment. Shakyamuni also told Yakuo Bodhisatta, "Even after I enter the final stage of supreme nirvana, I will still bestow the water of the spirit on those who have experienced true joy." After reading or hearing just one gatha or verse of the Lotus Scripture, and they will attain supreme enlightenment in the future. What did Shakyamuni mean by after I enter the final stage of supreme enlightenment? Does he mean the 49-year period of proclaiming the Dharma, or his entire life of 80 years? It is obvious that here he meant his entire life of 80 years. Also, is it possible for someone who lacks learning or scholarship to experience true joy after reading or hearing just one verse? Or is it only for those who are wise or learned? If one's heart is pure and true, the explanation will be properly made, and thus any human being can understand that which is heard or read. So we should not be concerned whether or not someone has learning. Just give the gift without thought of it being something that is given or taken. Just make the offering. Do not consider whether others can understand it. Do the best one can to explain it. And if the heart is pure, there will the Lotus Sutra blossom. We must realize that when we study the teaching of the Lotus Sutra, through the profound and limitless Buddhist wisdom, we can grasp its essence in just one verse or gatha and experience true joy in an instant, whether we are clever or dull. Then we receive the water of the Spirit, which is the certification of the attainment of supreme enlightenment, and we are then able to bestow the water of the Spirit on others, and they in turn can pass it on to still others. But do not entrust this water of the Spirit to careless or lazy people. You must strive to be one who experiences this true joy from hearing one verse or gatha of the Lotus Scripture, not one who eats the truth, not one who eats another's truth. You must attain this. You must study and work for this by yourself. Do not disregard the skin, flesh, bones and marrow of the Buddhist way, for this is the true Buddhist way. If you receive the water of the Spirit, it will lead you to enlightenment, and your resolve to gain liberation will be fulfilled. It must be done in this manner. Do not try to steal another's understanding. Listen with your whole heart and your whole being. Do not be careless or lazy. When you receive the water of the Spirit, it is the certification of the prediction of Buddhahood for you. Do not think that because you have that certification that you then need to do nothing more and can sit back and do nothing more. You must study in detail, go back and forth and back and forth until you know every single thing that can possibly separate you from the cosmic Buddha or damage your training in any way. Do not be careless or lazy. To receive the water of the Spirit, to receive the prediction, is a wonderful thing. From then it is the gyate gyate haragyate, haraso gyate bodhisuvaka. Going on, going on, going on, going on, with the water thundering and rushing, always becoming Buddha. Do not be careless or lazy. There are many ways in which this water of the Spirit is bestowed. Shakyamuni used an Udambara flower. I explained this to you when we did the chapter on the Udambara flower. And Daiman Kornin used a pine tree. Others blinked or smiled. Master Taiyo Kyogen used a pair of straw sandals in order to bestow the water of the Spirit. These illustrations are beyond any intellectual understanding. Similarly, a master sometimes says, I am as the water of the Spirit, or you are as the water of the Spirit, meaning that we share the same condition of enlightenment. We are one in the cosmic Buddha. This principle has caused the water of the Spirit to be bestowed in the past, present, and future. In those three conditions of time, both our water of the Spirit and others' water of the Spirit are actualized and are one and the same, and are our certification. Vimalakirti said to Maitreya Bodhisatta, the Buddha that is to come, O Maitreya, you receive the water of the Spirit from Shakyamuni and will attain to supreme enlightenment in this life. What is the proper time to receive the water of the Spirit? In the past, present, or future? If it is in the past, then the past life has already gone. If it is in the future, that life has not yet come. If it is in the present, it is in a state of already flowing. Shakyamuni taught the monks that life in the present is birth, old age, and death. His teaching was based on the Mu Shuo, the non-created, the non-born, the non-dying, the non-changing. We receive the water of the Spirit by means of the Mu Shuo, the non-created, the cosmic Buddha. This is the true form that transcends discrimination. In this stage, there is no idea of receiving either the water of the Spirit or of supreme enlightenment. In this stage of Mu Shuo, there is the unborn, the undying, the uncreated, the unchanging. O Maitreya, what is your prediction of Buddhahood? What is your flowing water? Did you receive it through birth or death? If you receive it through birth, how can truth be born? And if through death, how can truth die? All sentient beings, all dharmas, are the cosmic Buddha. All the saints and sages are the cosmic Buddha. All the patriarchs, including yourself, are the cosmic Buddha. Therefore, if you receive the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood, all sentient beings receive the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood. For there can be no dichotomy in the cosmic Buddha. If you attain supreme and perfect enlightenment, all sentient beings also attain supreme and perfect enlightenment, because all sentient beings possess and in fact are the real form of enlightenment. Maitreya's reception of the water of the Spirit was already determined by Shakyamuni. So whenever sentient beings receive the water of the Spirit, it has also been determined by Shakyamuni in his pure form in the cosmic Buddha. If all sentient beings do not receive the water of the Spirit, then Maitreya's water of the Spirit and his prediction of Buddhahood could never have been given. For all sentient beings taken together are the real form of enlightenment, and this enlightenment confirms the enlightenment of the water of the Spirit. This water of the Spirit is our present life, and in this present life we receive the prediction of Buddhahood, of which this water is the certification. Therefore, all sentient beings share Maitreya's resolve to attain enlightenment, and they simultaneously receive the water of the Spirit and attain enlightenment when he does. Thus all of us are Maitreya, the Buddha that is to come. Vimalakirti said that the past has already gone, the future has not yet come, and the present is in a state of flowing. But it is not necessary for the past to leave and the future to come, or for the present to be in a state of flowing, if one would understand the flowing of the water of the Spirit. For this flowing of the water of the Spirit is timeless and has nothing to do with past, present, and future. We may use past, future, and present to describe the destruction, potentiality, or fluidity of things, but we must be awakened to the past, future, and present, which have not yet arrived, or which we have already forgotten. Unless we can find the flowing of the water in our past lives and in this past life, unless we can see this flow, this stream, this red line of the Ketchumyaku, unless we can see this, we are in difficulties. We must see this at all times, from the far past to the far future. We must live in this state. Then what has happened in the past is of no consequence, and what will happen in the future will be of no consequence. There will be an eternal now. The future will not be pregnant with the potentiality of the past. The past will not bind us to itself, and we will live as one with the cosmic Buddha. This is the principle by which we can attain enlightenment in birth and death. This is what we mean when we say all sentient beings receive the water of the Spirit. When this happens, Maitreya receives the water of the Spirit also. Now I will ask a question, says Dobin of Vimalakirti. Please tell me if Maitreya and all sentient beings are the same. As I said before, when all sentient beings receive the water of the Spirit, Maitreya receives the water of the Spirit. If Maitreya and all sentient beings are not the same, then Maitreya is not Maitreya, and sentient beings are not sentient beings. And Vimalakirti will not be Vimalakirti, and what he says will be senseless. Therefore, when the water of the Spirit confirms the true nature of all sentient beings, then all sentient beings and Maitreya exist in their own true form within the cosmic Buddha. When you receive the water of the Spirit, the true form of all things emerges. Your Buddhahood in the future is confirmed, and the certification is known to you every day, every moment, as the water flows in meditation. Be sure that the lifeblood of Buddha, the water of the Spirit, always courses strongly within your veins, for it is your certification of your prediction of Buddhahood. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha.